Let me
Yes,
say.
let me ask you this now. When it comes to the issue of the crisis that's happening in Lebanon,
yes.
the efforts to solve it, now unfortunately we hear Israeli reports saying that the former chairman of the Knesset saying that the Arab efforts will deprive Israel of a golden opportunity to see Hezbollah actually being indicted without an actual confrontation. What does that mean to you? Can we say that Israel is trying with U.S. efforts to stop Arab efforts?
What it means, as far as I can see it simply in few words, Israel is our enemy. What hurts us, I'm sure Israelis, all the Israelis will be more than happy to see that. Now, if we go into the plot that has been written and executed on our behalf, we will be appeasing Israel. That's what we don't want. That's why we are asking Hezbollah and the opposition, the older opposition, because they are partners in the government now. Let us sit, let us discuss it. We don't have to go into sedition. We're not talking about sedition. It's the opposing camp who's talking about chaos, sedition, and everything. Why? President Hariri himself said, if a member of Hezbollah, if the indictment will contain any accusation against Hezbollah and is not based on solid evidence, he will be the first one to refute it.
Yes.
We repeat that. We are not looking into revenge. All what we want is the truth. That's what we're looking for.
Yes, what are your ideas for a solution right now, political solution?
We have to calm the situation. We have to go back with our rhetoric, the political rhetoric, to the logic, to the basics of our existence, our coexistence.
Yes. Well, allow me just to take Reverend Fadi Fadl. He is professor at the Antonin University and expert on judicial affairs. Let me ask you, Reverend Fadl, now when we take a look at this investigation, can we say that if through its autonomy, it's not related to the United Nations, it should be credible on its own? Or do you think it would be based on or a political accusation if we find a lot of U.S. pressure through the United Nations Security Council?
Well, as you know, that the tribunal has been established by a political will, a political national will and a political international will. That's why we cannot separate, fundamentally, the policy from the tribunal. But when the tribunal is really working as judicial process, I don't see really how, for example, the policy issues can be penetrated in the judicial process and in the judicial work to influence or to change any ideas of the judges. Because the judges and this transparency where the tribunal is working, it will be very hard to be influenced by policy and by a big political will. So the political will has been established, has been on the base or the basement of the establishment of the tribunal, but when the tribunal is operating, I can't see really how this influence will be penetrated in the judicial issues and the judicial process. Effectively, there is some question about the credibility or the leak of information. He must open an investigation to assure that effectively if there are any of his collaborators who are, for example, who are not so loyal to keep these secrets, so he must take measures. And there are in the rules of evidence and procedure some rules who condemnates and who can who give the tribunal the right about the outrage of the tribunal to condemn these facts and these measures.
Yes. Now, one question on the issue of, legally speaking, should this tribunal take into question or question all potential suspects? I mean, some sides in Lebanon are saying that Israel, as a potential suspect, has not been touched on in any way. Israel feels at ease. It has not been investigated in any way through the special tribunal on its implication in the assassination of Rafiq Hariri. What does that mean also?
So, as you know, when the investigation commission has begun its work in 2005, her work, its work was based on the Chapter 7, and all the third states has had the obligation to cooperate with this commission. So I guess that the investigators, especially Mr. The Belgian one.
Brammertz, yes.
Yes, Brammertz, and then Mr. Belmar. I guess that with this mandate based on the Chapter 7, did the investigation in the countries who may be concerned by this big assassination. And I guess that in this issue and in this context, they have been in Israel to investigate and to question suspects or these services. But from March 2009, the tribunal has been effectively working and functioned. So Belmar and the tribunal has not do not have the mandate to oblige another third state to cooperate. So maybe Belmar had asked Israel or another state to investigate on their territory and to question some suspects, but there is no an obligation for this state to cooperate with the tribunal from 2009, because the tribunal, its functionment and its work is are not based on the Chapter 7, but are based on the agreement between the Lebanese state and the tribunal. That's why it's so complicated to oblige another third state to cooperate. But objectively, if we want to have a judgment, each state concerned as an enemy, especially with the Lebanese case, with the Lebanese situation, must be explored in the investigation, and the prosecutor or the investigator must question and must investigate in this country.
Yes, Reverend Fadi Fadl, thank you very much for joining us and for your great insight on this topic. Now, the recent trip of Mr. Hariri to Tehran, to Iran, seems to have patched things up, as some people are saying that there's some could be part of a crisis also. What was the atmosphere in that respect, if you can tell us? I mean, could that also help find a solution? Could it help us see a meeting between Mr. Hariri and Said Nasrallah?
That's what I just asked Dr. Farhad to answer as a question. I mean, yes, to go back to the original question, which is about Iran. Iran is a great nation. It's a great regional player. And in the official declaration that was said after the visit of Mr. Hariri and during the official press conference, it seemed very positive. It stressed on the point that it is a state official coming to another state, and therefore Mr. Hariri was not there as a head of future movement, nor looking for anything, but as a president of Council of Ministers and going on an official state. And the declaration as well stressed, and I quote Mr. Rahimi, the vice president, he said, Iran is very delighted with the blessed visit, which will undoubtedly strengthen and support the foundations of the two existing bilateral relations between our two countries.
Yes, thank you very much. Unfortunately, our time has run out for now. Mr. Salah Taqi Dean from the Future Movement, member of parliament from Hezbollah, Dr. Bilal Farhad, and we're also joined by Reverend Fadi Fadl from the Antonin University. I want to thank you all for being with us today. Our email is metoday@presstv.com. Stay with Press TV. Goodbye for now.